It's 9:35 here on the Car Pro Show. I'm Jerry Reynolds. Kevin McCarthy's with me this morning, of course, and we're talking cars here on the Car Pro Show until 11 o'clock this morning on WBAP 820. But right now, I want to welcome a very special guest that we have on the line with us today, a gentleman named Buzz Smith from Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Buzz, welcome to the Car Pro Show.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Man, glad to be here.
It's good to have you. You got something big going on out there at Classic Chevy and Grapevine today, don't you, pal?
Yes, we do. We are opening the first EV and hybrid sales center where there's a building dedicated at a Chevy dealership for selling vehicles of those types. It's going to look like an Apple store. It's different than any other car buying experience you'll have had in the past.
Well, Buzz, you've been my go-to guy for hybrids and electrics for years. And it's interesting, as I read your history on how you got started at Classic, you were a customer first.
Yes, I was. I got a Chevy Volt 2 months later. My wife got one. And almost immediately, I began blogging about it because the car just blew my mind. It was just such an amazing thing. And for me, it wasn't about saving gas. It was about the acceleration, how fun they are to drive. Well, as it was coming up on the one-year anniversary of me getting a Volt, I called my salesperson and asked him what they were doing for National Plug-in Day. And his response was, well, what's that? Which left me shocked. But the dealership had me come out and speak to the sales force that day about why I thought the Volt was so important for the United States and so important for General Motors. And then 3 days later, I started working here with zero car sales experience and just having a blast.
Well, and you guys sell more Volts in America than any other Chevy dealership, which is huge because they're so popular out in California and some of the other areas. But tell me about the Bolt now. That's Bolt with a B. When are we going to see that car in any kind of numbers?
In any kind of numbers, they're selling in California and Oregon right now, and they're doing very well. They GM has published a staged plan for rolling them out to the country. Right now, Texas is set up to start ordering in June and start receiving them in August. Now, they did say large urban areas with dealers that have big allocation may happen faster than that. And we sold, I think it was 23 or 24 Volts in December. So we're expecting to have a big allocation. Now, today, though, there's a gentleman showing up with his personal Bolt electric vehicle to show it to our customers. There's a great camaraderie among electric vehicle owners, and he reached out to me, and we're more than happy to host him today.
We're talking to Buzz Smith. Buzz is the head of the EV and Hybrid Center at Classic Chevy and Grapevine. Did y'all figure out what you were going to call this thing?
Well, informally, we call it Electric Avenue. I'm a child of the 80s. You know, I listened to music in my 20s back then. I love that song, and it just seems to fit. But, of course, that's copyrighted, so we're the EV and hybrid sales center.
I see. And which location are you located with the EV and hybrid center? Are you in the main showroom, or are you over close to the used car facility?
No, we're next door to the main showroom. We've completely redecorated the building. We've got video displays. There's five large screen TVs where people can come in and learn about the car at their leisure, you know, sit down in some nice overstuffed chairs and just get the questions that they've got about these vehicles answered very quickly and easily.
You know, our listeners, and it's not so prevalent today, but when these cars first started becoming popular, I reviewed the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt both back in 2010 when both cars were brand new. And I had severe range anxiety with the Leaf. And in fact, it shut down on me with about 8 miles showing on the range, which was twice what I needed. I was 4 miles from my office and it showed 8 miles of range. And suddenly it just pops up and says, hey, we're shutting down for lack of power. And I'm off to the side of the road on I-35. And it was cold, by the way. You don't suffer that with the Volt. I mean, I drove the Volt a full week. I drove it from Dallas to Granbury and Granbury back to Dallas over a few days' time. And I think that's the benefit to the Volt.
Oh, I agree completely. You can go cross country. In fact, I drove from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to the Chicago Auto Show to go see the unveiling of the second generation Volt. And, it's just a fabulous car to drive. Now, you mentioned range anxiety. Believe it or not, even Volt owners can have range anxiety, but it's more of a funny thing with us. We just don't want the gas engine to turn on if we can help it. But with a 9-gallon gas tank and the gas engine to take over whenever you depleted the battery range, which now is 53 miles, you can still go a total of 420 miles or more on a charge and a full tank of gas. And then keep putting gas in it. It'll keep going just like any other car.
Boy, no kidding. What's the scenario today, Buzz, with federal tax credits? Is the $7,500 still out there?
It is still out there. The it'll start to taper off after each vendor sells 200,000 plug-in vehicles. We crossed over the 100,000 mark. I think it was in November on the Volt, so we still probably have several years of the $7,500 tax credit. And just to make sure everybody understands, this is not a tax deduction. This is a tax credit.
Right.
So as long as you paid in $7,500 during the year, you're going to get all of that back.
Wow. And get a car that gets great gas mileage. And I think the thing I loved about the Volt, and I remarked on it, I remember very well in the written review that I did, was it was a pretty car too. And the interior was exceptional and it was quiet inside. And boy, just overall, it's just a great car, even if it didn't get that kind of mileage.
Oh, I agree. And the second generation Volt that started with 2016 was such an improvement over an already great car that I'm one of the biggest fans. We've had five of them in our family so far. We've currently got three in our family. Even my 17-year-old daughter has one because it's the safest car I could put her in. And plugging it at home, she'll almost never use gas, so it's very inexpensive to run.
Well, there you go. If you've got questions about the Chevy Volt, Buzz Smith is the recognized expert in the entire country on these cars. He's got a passion for them. He loves them. And I tell you what, he's a heck of a nice guy, too. It's the classic Chevy Grapevine. 817-421-1200, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And you can find Buzz at classicchevrolet.com, and he will take great care. Buzz, thanks for carving out a little bit of time for us this morning.
One other thing, Jerry. Yes. I just want to let everybody know I still am running my blog. It's called My Electric Vehicle Journey. So if you Google that, I keep updates on especially the $7,500 tax credit. Every month I show how many Volts have been sold nationwide, so they can keep an eye on that as well as learn a lot about the car before they ever step into the dealership.
You know what we'll do? We'll put a link in this coming week's free CarPro newsletter. We'll put a link there for you that people can follow your blog because I've looked at it from time to time, and it's very well done, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. Tell Glenn Pirtle and Ken Thompson and Tom Durant and Bentley and Hagen, tell them all I said, hey, and we'll be back in touch with you soon, sir.
You got it.
All right. That was Buzz Smith. What, he's such a nice guy. He's so passionate about the Chevy Volt. You just got to love that.
Saw a new one just in this morning in the parking garage.
I saw that, too.
A beautiful car.
And it came from Classic, so I'm sure Buzz had something to do with that.
Yeah.
This is the CarPro Show.